I'd like to speak about this ability to come back home. It feels through this week we have been practicing and giving time to ourselves to just feel and fall into something that we can call home, real home. And when we fall into that place, when we have a sense of being home, like automatically this feeling of dignity comes. Like when we find this space within, we know that no matter how many things are on the way, somehow we can also say at the same time that there is nothing missing. That I'm whole just by nature. Like I don't have to reach out to be complete, or I don't have to chip away to be who I am. Like just to feel how many times in life we go hiding, like either like both, like hiding or showing off. It feels like between these two, hiding and showing off, we spend our life. There is very little like just being yourself. It's all the time, if we see any situation with something like a trace of showing off or a trace of hiding. And it is time to start feeling, we could say, the pain of not being yourself. Like the pain of hiding and the pain of showing off. The pain of whatever which is not really honor your being, who you are. And in that being who you are, it just feels that whatever wish is there, deep inside, is kind of inbuilt in your own life, we can say. So what comes from within is for you. It's not against, Usually we live life and then here and there we have an insight or a feeling or an intuition. And somehow, like very quickly, we smash it, This is not true, I should hide that. Or, oh no, this is too much. Or, I should get rid of that feeling because this is impossible. This is not for me, and just to tune into the aliveness of that intuition, or however crazy it seems, no? Why not? I mean, what are we here for, you know, to approximately fulfill our parents' wish or fit into the lifestyle I should be living? Make a good family or have a good house? I mean, if that comes, I mean, could be good. But those moments, no, these intuitions, these sometimes it's just like crazy things, no? I mean, always are those crazy things. Like, I like to paint, no? It's like, shh. Yeah, then I'll study architecture. It's like, how did you got there? You wanted to paint, and what, you know, what fits on, what fits in the context is, like, and I have nothing against architecture, but just like how we, you know, I love horses, but maybe a cat would do it, you know. Like this, no? Because it doesn't fit. I mean, it's a bit like this, no? In our life, for one reason or the other, no? Sometimes the fear, no? I like to give this image that many times, just, you know, when we are afraid, or when we don't live from this generous place, or from understanding that life is fully given to us. I mean, who remember asking to be here? I mean, alive. I don't remember. It's just a gift. I popped in here somehow. Well, it was not my mom's experience of just popping up, but for me, it was just popping up here, you know, happily. So it's a gift. I mean, it's huge. Why do I think, like, what makes me think that there is something around trying to ruin that gift, trying to put, you know, sticks on my bicycle? So this falling, or this coming home, is a lot to do with getting in touch with this sense of abundance and a sense of aliveness that is a gift, and that has nothing against me, but is with me. There is a wonderful Catala song that says, like this, no abarateixis el somni, don't water down your dream, no? Don't water down your dreams, no? And every day I live more, so every day I have more in my life, I feel it's more and more true. Just place it there. You know, just why not? I mean, it costs the same to trust in the abundance, to sit in this big, wild, white sofa than in a crappy chair. You know. So this being at home, you know, the dignity of becoming who you are. And for that experience of finding your own dignity. It feels like somewhere needed to feel the pain of not being honest. Like the pain of hiding or the pain of showing off. So there is like multitude, like many patterns and gestures that we learn to protect ourselves or to open the path in the jungle just to survive, you know. And that became normal, no? And that is now what we describe as myself, you know. And starting to refine that sense, starting to be more and more in touch with our true home, it will make those moments of hiding or, you know, just opening the jungle more standing. Like we will be able to see more clearly those movements. And to not to try to avoid that, the pain of that. You know? Like to tune into the discomfort of not being myself. It will make us, it will push us into the need of living from another completely different place, in which we take the risk. And it is a risk. It's the risk of being alive. We know how that is. We know how to play the game, so what else? And many, many times I find that it is clear in oneself, okay, I'm going to change that, or I don't want to live this old way. I don't want to keep this way of living. And many times we find that we decide that and we tune into that spacious place inside, and many times the most difficult part is to see that also the other people have that specific view about who I am. So many times just it's not only about changing my own view of myself, but somehow again and again, like somehow crashing a bit with, you know, the partner or friends or family that has this old view of who you are. But that also could be helpful to just remind yourself, ah yeah, I have to really like put it out there. I have to really apostar, like, I don't know, whatever, just the word. Go for it. No? Is there any question? Anything?
are like your dream or your intuition, was that partly creating open dharma? Was that some intuition you had? Could you describe how it came?
Yeah, this is like everything in my life is completely upside down. like I feel this. Upside down means like for sure different from what I could say my parents would expect, even though they never put any pressure on me to go their way. So I think this is big, big help to start with. Like this I can say like very happily, but I always felt like total trust, even though I was going completely against, no? Which not easy, no? I mean, I don't know if I would do this with my children, no? I can agree if they say, Mama, I want to do this, no? And this I like, okay, you can do, no? But if this is completely like opposite of what I would do or what I want for like to say yes and you have all my support. Like, I don't know if I will be able to do that. Yeah. So that is there. And more I feel that this is important, like it's not a detail. Like what I see, like many now I'm in touch with many people and many people's life I hear. Before I understood that that was normal, this is what parents do. But now seeing life, I see this is not what parents do, you know? Like, in general, we can say so. This is. But yeah, this. Having just airy, like air, this intuition that is air and cannot be even said, you know. If you try to express this intuition, they will, like, you will not be understood. What is this? I mean, you know. And somewhere inside, like, yeah, I'm not understood, but this is what I'm feeling. This is exactly what I want to do, you know. And it doesn't match any other thing you can find in any website or anything you can find in anywhere, you know. But it's exactly this, you know. And just to have the patience, but mostly is something like very fiery inside that would not give up. You know, that is in touch with the root or in touch with that who put that wish in. No, like there are things that come so much from inside that you cannot say anymore like I put this in. No, so then I say okay, since I didn't put this in, you, who put this in, tell me what the hell to do now. You know? You know what I mean? Like, really, like, I didn't put myself, like, I didn't create that wish. It just comes through, like, I don't know, it just pinches through. And so that who puts the question must know the answer. So really like tuning into that place, no, where like, yeah. And not watering down that. Not taking the cat if you want a horse. You can also have a cat, you know, nothing against cat, but You know. How many times we act out of fear, no? We are in this train station. And I'm waiting, I said this many times, no? I'm waiting for this train that goes to Madrid, okay. But the train that passes, you know, goes to Lyon. You really want to go to Madrid. But the train goes, the first train that comes, well, goes to Lyon. And you start doubting, like, okay, would really ever come the train to Madrid? So, you know, what I have for sure now is the train to Lyon. So let me take that train. That will take me somewhere. And after all, it would not be that different, Lyon from Madrid. So something like that goes on. Out of fear, I take that. Even though that is not really the fear of would really come, the train to Lyon, which is really doubting life, no? Is it really for me? Like, is it, am I really made for joy? I mean, I look in my neighborhood and like, it doesn't seem that human beings are made for joy, you know? So, why should I be an exception? So I may as well, you know, live approximately as an approximate human being. That would be okay. I'll manage, you know. But what is this sense? You know, again and again, like we're speaking about very subtle but extremely powerful things, no? Like anything you can, like following that, like it just comes. But it is important that, you know, that is there. No? Yeah, so I was just crying, saying my life is for that, you know. And my life is for that. I don't know much else, you know. This and again. And then, like, ideas like being a nun or things like that, which is, like, in my country, what represents, like, giving your life to God. So it would be something like that, no? Then I became a nun, no? And then, where is God? No? So, like this. So really, like, what are we here for, you know? What is stealing the happiness, you know? What, and why we say yes to that, you know? Why we agree in living, like, halfway, you know? When everything is there. But to be in touch with that is, like, essential. Like, everything else is telling us that this is crazy, basically. So in a way, like, we only have our own voice. And the voices that we meet also in our life, you know, like sometimes just friends or books or CDs, and now, I don't know, things that remind us of this possibility.
What if, you know, you're looking for that thing that tells you what you should be doing?
You're looking for something?
Knowing what you should be doing, and nothing comes.
Yeah.
And just keep looking, or because
Yeah, you can wait, or you can keep on doing things, no? Like sometimes you know that this is not exactly, but you have to pass through that, no? Like crazy things, like, I mean, I studied 5 years of theology, like, tell me why, you know. But that needed to be there, no? It was part of the question, no? I really believed, I was innocent enough to believe that of course the people who studied theology will be able to tell me about my question about God. So of course this university is the place to go to know about God, no? Yeah, I mean, makes me laugh also, but it's like this, and I was stuck there, no? I mean, first year, that doesn't sound very good, and even the last 3 years, I just did it to do it. As a way of just waiting around. So sometimes this happens, but it is important to know what's, to be clear with yourself, no? Sometimes we fool ourselves, no? And it's very tempting, no? In this studying theology, very quickly, you see your friends, no? In the classroom, they start to teach that, and they start to be part of this and starting to teach the same thing, and it's very tempting to say, I want to be part of that, no, so I'll go with that, no. And also there's no problem in going with that, but being really honest that, wait a second, like, why am I doing that, you know? Is it really what I want to do? Like, it's really like filling me, or is, like, it's bringing me, like, aliveness, or it's killing me, basically. Mm. But, of course, we pass through many, many things that are not the complete final drawing, but are on the way. To keep this touch, like, to be clear about and keep checking, is it this? Like, is this really giving me something? Is really... It's important, yeah.
And was there anything in the 5 year study that and the ancient writings or anything which is describing the way you practice, no?
Yeah, there were glimpses of that. There were meetings, secret meetings, with one, two teachers who they really had some experience, and they had to camouflate it to fit it in.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see them, and we had like so much fun talking after the class, you know. Yeah, and then in this, of course, I was doing my own search, you know, with mystics and like finding all this. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, more than practice, just really going into the more like the heart of devotion, we can say, like. Yeah, and how the experience of some people just through this devotion, like, had everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the little that is written was yummy.
Isn't it so that our inner thing, teacher, voice is always there, only we don't recognize it?
The what? The
inner
what? Inner
thing, voice, intuition.
Yeah.
It's always there.
Yeah, it's always there, yeah. But we are busy protecting ourselves,
yeah,
no?
Don't recognize it.
Yeah, because just like we are more noisy than the boys, no?
Mm-hmm.
So then it's difficult to catch it, no?
My own experience is that I can make big decisions far more easy through that, but all the little ones I forget.
Hmm.
And that's funny. Biggest decisions, no problem. Says you're crazy, no problem. I go that way. But little things.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So to be in touch with the juiciness, no? We have been also speaking a little bit about that at some point. To be alive and to become what we are and to really live with this dignity. It's not like a hard job only. It's not something that we have to fight for. So we do need to somehow fall in love with the process itself. Like it's easy to think from our mind way, okay, I have to get rid of that or make this better and all this, no? Making a kind of a plan. And work. I have to work, no? Like in the spiritual world, I have to work with that emotion. I have to work with this anger. I have to work with so much work. No? And it's like, do you like to work? I hate working. It's like, okay. So what a life, no? So this really, like, it seems to me like essential to get to love the process itself. It's going to take time. It's going to take time. I'm sorry, it's like that. It's going to take time. Didn't tell you before, but saying now, once you already sign up, it's going to take time. We are going to be stuck with this process for a while. Like for a long time. You know. So we better have a good rollo, no? A good relationship with it. No? Like we are not making it. We are not going to make it by our willpower, no? I don't know. The Dutch people have a lot of this willpower. So maybe you... I think also, yeah. More than the Spanish people. We are like, oh, too difficult. Okay. So you may get a little farther. that way, no? Means like to start with the willpower, you may push it through little more. But not very far more, so I don't think it's worth. No, like to push it a bit in the beginning, no? Yeah, I'm going to do it. But it needs to turn, like it needs to turn into what we love to do. It needs to turn into a celebration. It needs to turn into a joy adventure, you know. We need to find a way to be playful with it, you know, to laugh at our own hiding tricks and our own showing off tricks and our own anger and our own always sad and our own always happy and stressed and, you know, like, we have to find a way to laugh a little bit and about all of this and really, like, getting to love that, getting to love the process for the process itself. Because we don't have enough muscle power to push it through. We need to just really, like, tune in and find love. Find devotion. To take the weight out of our shoulders. To put the heart on. Look, I don't know how this movement is going to happen. I don't know how this change is going to happen. But it doesn't matter. Just really like placing the wish out here and just honoring that. This is the path of devotion, I like to say, no? Again and again, like, where we somehow relax our minds, where we finally understand that it's not through our minds that we are going to get it. And we place it here, like, here I am. Naked. Letting like some other power to come in, some other force to come and carry us. Why not? And lying down and resting and sitting and singing and whatever, but really like doing it for the love of it, like the joy of resting. I mean, I guess by this like 1 week resting you can like can rest again. I can lie down and so that feeling, the joy of melting, of just really like leaving the whole package to something else. And just kind of witnessing this knot like losing, just yes. Anything else?
I was wondering, how can you know you don't need any protection? Like you said, well, when you go through a jungle at some time, then you needed the protection, and that's, you don't need it anymore. But how can you tell, and how can you trust that in the future it will be all right, and the train to Madrid will come, and and there won't be like another jungle or something to defend yourself against.
Yeah, I think I didn't say it will be all right. Yeah, you are in a jungle, no? Yeah, no, really, like, this is very good question. It's very good question. It's not like I take the protection out and expect that nothing will hurt me, no? But it's more like I know that I don't want to live with this protection, because I want to live who I am, you know? I want to be myself. I want to live fully this gift of life, not half. I mean, I guess you also, maybe? Okay. So, like, there are a lot of dangers, you know. We put this protection because they are these dangers around. You know? And that's why, you know. But it is needed to take out those protections and feel the hurt. I mean, feel the pain of being hurt. And as we feel the pain of being hurt, at the same time we can feel like something much bigger that can take care of that. We really don't know that the train to Madrid will come. We really don't know. But I know I'm not going to go to Lyon because I'm waiting for the train to Madrid. You know? And this is a danger in it. If you know, there is the risk, it may don't come, and here you are stuck. This is very good practice to go to India. Because, you know, like, oh, next train, you know, like 10 hours late. Oh, no problem. I'm happy that it's not 24 hours. You have a chai, one chai, two chai, three chai, like this. No? So, really, like, it is good to know that it's not like we take the protection and I will float around happily, nothing will, like, you know, I'm safe, you know. No, I take the protection and I feel this pain and I feel the need or the pattern to contract, you know, when I see that old friend or I see that person who attacks me, you know, or you know, and exactly, like, just to be there, like, feeling vulnerable, you know. And in that vulnerability, there is a power inbuilt, you know, which slowly, slowly you can be yourself in that situation also, in the middle of the jungle. Slowly, slowly you don't have to show off your armors, no? And you can be who you are, you can be soft and yeah. And it's good to feel, no? How much, like with whom we can take the protection, no? Like maybe in our life, like there are different people, no? Some people we very easily could feel like attacked, and we feel small, or and with some people there is more equal, no? There is less fear, you know, it's less this experience of being attacked, you know. So it could be also just really like interesting and like taking it easy, you know, like just experimenting with being with someone that we can take it in, you know, and be a bit more open, but knowing that we will not be hurt. And then just feeling like our own protections when we are with someone that we feel we can be hurt. And playing with that, but really knowing, no? The first point is to really know when I'm hiding, because we got to a point where we don't know anymore, no? Like, I just describe myself as this kind of ball where the protection and the showing off is inbuilt in my own description of myself. This is how I am, this is who I am, no? Even. So starting to, like, first is just like to really see, like, we can still act this, but like, see that this is not really who I am. I'm acting this and I'm protecting myself, and maybe I need to do that in this situation, but I know that it's not who I am. And that I don't want to live my life like this. So slowly, slowly we can take that, no? And also, like, I mean, I say innocently, no, to start doing that, but that may maybe it means changing your life, no? Like turning into like other kind of people, or another job, or another kind of relationship, whatever that means, no? As we become more sensitive and we want to really live our life, like, organically also we search for other things, no? And it may mean that slowly, slowly we end up with a completely different life, or maybe not, no? To be open also to the changes, no? By just really listening what's important to you, like really, like, things may change.
Vision of what you want to achieve or what you want, or can it be just fake? So is it to be a horse in this thing? Suffering either way, what this vision is.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily need to be like a specific thing at all, no? But like a feeling or a texture of a direction. But the only thing is that sometimes it's much easier when you have something, no? Even though this something many times it could be tricky, no? It could be a balloon which is made of air, no? So it's more important to be in touch with this feeling and with that texture that has a certain direction that you go. That is the best, but many times that is uncomfortable for our minds, no? If there is not something to grasp on. It's difficult to imagine a horse and not to have any shape in the mind, no? You know, I see a horse and with, it's like, black and white, or is what is big, is small, you know. But ideally, could be just like just feeling the horse, like almost like feeling like tuning with the energy of the horse, to say this example, no?
But is the horse in home?
Huh?
Is the horse a metaphor for home?
No, the home is here, but horse would be like a metaphor of like a direction, like that which pulls you, no? Which could be like different areas of life coming together, no? It's more like the vision, like what, like, yeah, the direction or what, yeah, you are pulled into. That slowly, slowly will take shape, you know. And that could be like with simple things in life, no? I mean, really, it could be with the horse, could be with the house, could be with like things like that also. And could be also much, much deeper, like a whole like path, no? Or a wish for this transformation to happen. And you don't really know where you go, no? But this, preferably to feel this call for transformation and leaving it open, like very like feeling it, but leaving it open. That would be better than I want enlightenment, which like comes from here, no, from an idea, instead of like wishing for this deep transformation, you know, of just happiness, of being yourself fully, you know. So that, yeah. For some people, images are easy to follow. And for some people, less images is better. Could be just simply remembering like what is important. And a word may jump sometimes, or a feeling may jump, or just a texture. Could be just like, and you cannot really quite put the finger on, you know, but lion's roar, like, you know. Really honor that, to give attention to that. This is there, and it really, giving attention, it really like, you know. And by not giving any attention, it gets bored and falls asleep, and then we don't find it anymore.
Isn't it difficult if you reach your goal or your deepest desire, the horse, that suddenly you think, okay, now what? Or maybe it's even scary, like your deepest desire is there.
Yeah. This will not happen. No, because this, what I'm speaking, like, is like not the horse. Like, it's really like, yeah. In one hand, like infinite exists, the word, so infinite, And in the other hand, if really like sitting in the infinite, then no goal is no problem at all. But this only from the infinite can be perceived. So it's, sometimes we worry about there, but there, this worry is not there. Like I remember as a child thinking like, I will never be able to, I don't know, like let go of my teddy bear. Would be so painful, you know. I mean, I had 4 teddy bears, and I would put them 1, 2, 3, and me in like squished in between. I had no space in my bed. Then I would rotate them, make sure that everyone got a turn next to me, or I got the turn next to everyone. That was my feeling, no. So I would rotate and remember, no. I really remember even crying, like. I know you get adult, you become adult and then you leave home, no? Like, I remember thinking that, it's like, I would not be able to do that, no? Like, I would cry so much saying bye-bye to my parents and to my teddy bears, like, I remember thinking about that and crying, like, you know? Already crying. Wait a second. So, you know, and there I was when I was like 14, 15, it's like just looking for a place to go, you know. You know, like, and just, I want to just go out of the house, you know. That, like, something that is unthinkable in that moment, then it's completely natural, and the problem is not there at all in the other side, like this. Good, so we are just in silence for a couple of minutes.